In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So is it just me or is it really hot in here? We come to the first week of Advent, and all our turkeys have been consumed, outside of probably the sandwiches and the turkey stews and the 12 days of Thanksgiving. But most commonly, people recognize this as Christmas time. We start hanging lights, we start putting up Christmas trees, we start doing all this stuff getting ready for Christmas. And we have no idea what in the world it's about. We live in a society of consumerism that you start buying Christmas presents in July. That's not what it's about. Looking at a few commentaries last night, I ran across this book. This is one of my favorites, and it was actually written by one of my professors and a companion of his from Neshota. But there's a line in here that struck me so profoundly, and I want to share that with you. Tradition is not something left behind by a Jesus now dead, but a process inaugurated by Jesus in his earthly life and constantly reenacted and applied to new situations as a living word by the exalted Kyrios. Kyrios is actually the Greek word for Lord. Now, we just had our Christ the King Sunday. We've heard about Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We still miss the point of Advent. Advent is the here but not yet. It's a time of anticipation. In the tradition of the church, this used to be called the Little Lent. It was a minor time where we anticipate the coming of our King, the here but not yet. The same thing that we really worship all year, the here but not yet. Christ's kingdom has come near, but it's not fully here. Advent, then, is a time to take stock of our lives, to look at what we've done throughout the course of the year, to make corrections in preparation to give our best worship to our King. It's not about running around getting the best deals, although that can sometimes be fun, and more often than not, it's a nightmare. You know, The Onion just had an article, worst Black Friday ever, 12 million died. If you've been out shopping, that's a real possibility. But that's not the reason of the season. We've heard that said before. Christ is the reason of the season, but do we understand that? Do we understand that there is one that is coming that is so profound, he will change not only our lives, but the entire world? He'll cause us to look at everything in a different light. It's not about consumerism. It's not about the best deal. It's not about hedging your bets. Remember the bit about Little Advent or Little Lent? What do we do at Lent? That's normally a time of confession. It's a time of self-reflection. It's a time of deeper understanding. That's what Advent is. It's preparation. You see on the Advent wreath here, there are three purple candles and there's one rose candle. Does anyone know why?
Sunday of refreshment.
Sunday of refreshment. Gaudete Sunday or Rose Sunday. There exists even in Lent that break, that time from self-reflection to rejoice, that time where we come into the world understanding what our King is, who our King is, why our King is. This is more important now than ever before. It's been interesting. The last several days, you know, everybody's uptight about the Syrian refugees and the attacks and the bombings and everything else. And there was an article written by a guy that the title of it was profound. How do we hope to beat ISIS when we are a dying community? In it, he talks about we've traded our morals and our ideals and every compass that we have for living a good life. We've become so placated and complicit in what's done that we have nothing to stand on. We know who ISIS is. It's very clear. They've announced it. They've announced it profoundly and prolifically. They announced it at every turn, at every chance. And the best we can come up with is don't steal home, share it. We don't know what we stand for. Sometimes we don't even know why we stand. We've fallen into this idea that it's the here and now that counts, not the other and the later. And that's a sad fact. This article continues on to say that we'll never be able to beat ISIS because we sit there and we don't know what our identity is anymore. He even used Sun Tzu and the Art of War. And he talks about, if you know your enemy and you know yourself, you have no fear of any battle that comes up. If you know your enemy and you don't know yourself, then every victory is also a defeat. And if you don't know your enemy or yourself, you'll never win a battle. It's just as important to know who we are as it is to know who the other is. That's Advent. It is our time to know who we are. To be firm in our foundation. To embrace our traditions. To go through and understand that we are children of a living and loving God. It's not about the next new toy or the next technological advancement. He who dies with the most toys still dies. That's an old saying. This is not about death. This is about new birth and renewal. The Christmas season doesn't start in Advent. Advent is the preparation. The Christmas season actually starts December 25th. And there's 12 days of it. How many people already have their Christmas tree? It's not surprising. It's not something to be embarrassed about. We've slowly moved things up and up and up. How many people saw Christmas decorations out at Halloween? Kind of terrifying, isn't it? The reason for Christmas season for the world is how much they can sell, how much they can get out of you. The Christian reason for the Christmas season is, who do you follow? Who will you serve? How will you serve? It's a time to look at the Great Commission all over again. Who knows what that is? Okay, now you're scaring me, man. Great Commission. Go into all the world, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, making disciples, teaching them everything I have taught you. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we look at tradition. That's why we have times like Advent and Lent. How can you give your all if you don't know what you can give? It's a time of preparation. The joy comes soon. Be ready to experience it fully. Don't worry about the ads. Don't worry about the Christmas parties. Enjoy them, obviously. Get good deals, obviously. But don't make it your primary point this Advent. Prepare for our coming King. Prepare for a life of worship and joy and everlasting life. Don't worry about the cares of this world. Isn't that what we heard last week? Look how the grasses of the fields are clothed. Don't worry about what you're wearing. Look how God clothes the grass. Prepare for Advent. Be present in Advent, not Christmas yet. And may we all have a holy and blessed Advent. Amen.